So I was thinking the other day about Hero Perks.
Yes.
And I usually don't like to do this. You know this. I don't like to, what is it we called it?
Speculate?
Yeah, I don't like the speculation.
That's all I do.
I know. You're all about it. But listen, how about this for a Hero Perk? You ready? The Hero Perk is that you get to place the last point so you can overdrive all three abilities. So essentially, okay. You're like a level 13 hero, but you don't get like a base buff to your health attack like you do on a normal level up.
Yeah.
You just get that ability to overdrive a third ability.
So this would be like a really late game hero then.
Yeah, you'd be like super late game. Like, I mean, just think about the heroes that are out there. I know like Catherine would be amazing to overdrive all three abilities. She'd be a beast mode. Like she already is.
Well,
but she'd be even crazier.
When you say that, I think of like assassins. I think of I guess I shouldn't think of assassins, but like I think about there are certain heroes that you do not want to deal with in the late game. Like a Saw with a full build and completely ready to shred you down in 2 seconds, or a Ringo, like, or a Vox. Like those who I think of, like, you do not want to face them in the late game. And someone, a hero who had all of his abilities or her abilities overdriven would be just nasty.
Right. And the thing is we're applying this speculation to existing heroes. I'm talking about building a hero from the ground up that is designed to overdrive all three. Like, right. You could even do, like, once all three are overdriven, you get, like, some sort of new heroic perk. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so say it was a tank, and once you get to that level where you've overdriven him, his heroic perk changes because you've kind of used his heroic perk. Because you basically won't have a perk all game, right?
Right.
Or maybe you have a different perk all game, and then when you hit level 12, that perk goes away, and it becomes like a baby perk. Like, obviously, he can't be, like,
well,
he's going to be so powerful late game.
Right. Essentially, the perk would have two different parts to it. The perk says before level 12 or whatever that, you know, you can overdrive it and you can overdrive your third ability. And then there's the second part to it. It's very simple. But with you saying this, I assume that this would have to be a really early game, almost underpowered type hero as you work towards that big, nasty tank or whatever you'd want to talk about, like in the late game.
So if his perk was just to get the 13th point, then he's going to be underpowered anyways, because his perk isn't going to kick in until you hit level 12.
Well, how about this? How about, like, you don't get any of your overdriven abilities until you put the last point in, like the quote-unquote 13th point. Like, everything gets a massive steroid boost once you put the last point in.
But don't you think he'd be too weak all game? Because, like, think about, like, Tak has got a heroic perk. Kathy, like, everyone's got a heroic perk. This guy doesn't. All game long, he's playing handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have Glaive's perk, Jules' perk. No, like, any of those perks, they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He doesn't have one. And then you're going to not give him one until he hits level 12.
Well, like, and this is where the beauty of it, where it could be that he could have his, maybe all three of his abilities have really good passives or have just some kind of thing to kind of make up for that. Like bonus crit strike, or, you know, he can do, he gets bonus movement speed every time he hits something. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
it's like there's so much to kind of balance that out. But you're definitely right, because with games ending around the 20 minute mark or before, I feel like, especially for Vainglory, that there's that mid game goodness that like that's where games are primarily taking place. Like a lot of the games, you don't even make it to the last level. Like you don't even get to put all your points in.
Right. So it was just a thought I had, you know, this is mm-hmm. what we do. We kind of just toss ideas back and forth. So we thought it'd be fun to record it. But here's why we recorded it. There's a reason behind this today, right?
Yep.
So this is the Fold XL Extra Life Edition. We're going to try and release one of these a day. This will be the first one. If you're listening, thank you. But here's what we need you to do. If you enjoyed that, please put down the podcast app or whatever you're using, log on to extra-life.org, and donate. Search for the full podcast. Click on either Justin's name or my name. The links are out there. You can find the links on our website as well. They're in the notes for last episode. We'll get them out there on Twitter this week. Please, please stop what you're doing. Extra-life.org and donate any amount, right?
Yep. It all goes to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals and particularly the our Boston Children's Hospital here.
Right. And we're trying to make our goal of 10 grand and we need your help.
And on November 7th, we're doing 24 hours of Vainglory.
That's correct. So please, 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 thank you so much for listening. Now's your chance to help us out. Extra-life.org. Click donate and send me the money. I hope you enjoyed this. I'm Chuck.
I'm Justin.
And this is The Fold.
XL.